This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, we cover a lot of different topics on the program every day, and periodically somebody new comes into a significant organization in the community. We like to get them on the radio as quickly as possible, and we're doing that today with Troy Johns, the new Chief Executive Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So how long have you been working here?
Kyle, you know, I just started October 1st. It's just a few days that passed a month now.
So talk about your background, where you're from, kinds of things that you've done professionally.
Kyle, I started in employee benefits early on. Have worked in states of Texas and Arizona, Colorado. And that culmination of things has kind of brought me through in a healthcare focus, working for health plans and e-health startups, and also for a software company most recently. It also has brought me into the area of nonprofit organizations, where I've had the privilege of working in leadership roles with an organization that focuses on food insecurity. And so many different states, mostly with a healthcare focus historically, and also with a philanthropic focus.
So that's quite a different pathway. How did you kind of get started on it?
You know, Kyle, it's I think that it's really taking a look at what it takes to be successful, right? And asking yourself, how can you do that for yourself, but also how can you do it for the community and those folks around you? I've always kind of found myself as a champion of helping people achieve what they can, what's possible, and figuring out what that is. And so that's always had me kind of looking for what is possible with a product when I'm on the commercial side of business. And on the philanthropic side, what is the human potential out there that we can help people achieve? So those two things have kind of been in my background and in my thought process, and I've always been curious about what's possible for people and organizations, and that's kind of brought me and carried me along throughout different career opportunities.
Well, it sounds like you've had a long interest in boys and girls clubs in general, maybe going way back?
Yeah, actually, early on, I'm going to say it's either first or second grade. It's been quite a while ago, but my dad was quite an athlete and an avid basketball player. And early on, he started coaching at the Boys and Girls Clubs, and I got to play on a couple of his teams. And as a result of that, I got to see, well, what is a club all about? It's a great place to have fun. It's a great place to learn new skills, and it's a great place to meet other people. And that kind of always stuck with me. And another element of that is, you know, I saw that my dad was kind of taking time out of his schedule. He was an engineer with a large manufacturing company. And he was taking out time to coach other kids in the community and share what he had learned through his basketball career. And, you know, that kind of planted a seed in my head that, you know, that there's more that you can do than just pursue your own career. There's a lot you can do for others as well.
So how did you land here in the Umpqua Valley after being at all these other locations?
You know, I've got my wife to thank for that. We've been coming up to Roseburg area to visit folks in Glide and Roseburg for decades. And it's always been a vacation, a fun time, and getting to see the scenery and really enjoying everything that this area has to offer. And we were planning a trip in early July. And it was at that time that my wife noticed an opportunity at the Boys and Girls Club. And she had been, you know, observing kind of the purpose drive that had me focused on helping through philanthropic work and also working really hard in a career position and trying to do both of those really well. And she saw this opportunity and was really excited about the possibility of relocating to the Northwest. And at the same time, she said, wow, this kind of combines both of your passions. You're always trying to do something in both of these arenas. This looks like a position where you get to do both at the same time. And so she introduced me to the position, and I looked into it and found out that it was really an awesome opportunity.
Well, it's interesting that you've already been coming up here for other reasons.
Yeah. No, we have, two sister-in-laws here and their families. So Kim and John Blodgett and Scott and Kelly Wadsworth, they both have been in the community forever. And we've been visiting them just as in-laws for me and sisters to my wife. And, you know, we've just really come to appreciate everything that is here in Roseburg and in Glide area. You know, the other thing is I almost had to come to prove something to myself. I've always heard about this mythical community, you know, that Roseburg and Douglas County is, you know, a community that really cares and steps up to take care of everybody here and create opportunities for those around them. And so I was like, well, I guess we'll find out. And it's been everything that I hoped it could be.
So what were you doing just prior to this?
Just prior to this, I was working as a president of a nonprofit organization in Henderson, Nevada. And that organization focused on solutions for food insecurity. Also, I was president of a small software company, mostly making software solutions for the healthcare industry.
Wow. So a big change for you in terms of climate, but apparently you've already been warned.
Yeah. I've had fair warning, Kyle, and I think that's a good question. You know, after about 20 years in the desert and then around the Las Vegas area, it seems like kind of a good balance to spend some time up here.
Periodically, people move here from places like, you know, warmer climates, drier climates, and get here, and they didn't look it up. Nobody told them it rained and rained and rained. But of course, in contrast to other parts of Oregon, we get a lot less rain, so people seem to be happy with that. What has it been to kind of hit the ground at Boys and Girls Club and take off? What's your first 6 weeks been like?
You know, it's been fast and it's been demanding. And it's been, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we kind of like you know, you're always trying to expand what you know and how things happen and how things get done. And that's kind of been a real joy that I've had. You know, it comes fast and furious. There's always so much to do. But I can't tell you that I've run into a place where the staff is better. The focus on kids and their safety and giving them great programming is better. You know, we've got an incredible culture, and I'm blessed to walk into that. And, you know, I've also had the great privilege of meeting our board members. I've had one board meeting already, got to jump into our Celebrate Kids celebration, and you just get to see the community through the role that the board members play, other volunteers, and their participation in Celebrate Kids and our other events. They just really dig in, and they're reaching out to say, hey, if you have meaningful programming, if you run a great program, if you can help others, we're here to support the community, and we'll support the Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, that has just been a really warm embrace, and I've enjoyed it.
And I imagine as you were investigating the job, and even after you've gotten here, you've seen just how many significant community leaders have been and are involved in the club, and many for a very long period of time.
Yeah, we still have participation at the board level, and these are folks who are making a very serious commitment to helping the club out, both with their time and financially, and with their leadership and connections and ideas, and they care deeply about the programming, they care deeply about each of the kids that are coming through the club, and some of them have been participating since the club's founding in 2001.
Wow. Troy Johns is with us, the new Chief Executive Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley. More when we get back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, we're going to meet somebody who's been a volunteer for the American Red Cross around America for decades. Donda King, just back from some of the relief efforts for the American Red Cross back east. We'll find out more about what has motivated her to be doing this for, I think it's around three decades. as a Red Cross volunteer when these severe incidents take place. Troy John's with us today, the Chief Executive Director of the Chief Executive Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley. As you looked at the facility, and I know you've probably seen other Boys and Girls Clubs before, what were your thoughts when you just first looked at the physical plant?
You know, I was impressed. The scale of it is impressive in terms of the size. The layout is very thoughtfully done in terms of having spaces that you can separate ages appropriately and a lot of rooms where you can pursue different activities and yet not be disruptive to other folks. And I got to tell you, something that really thrilled me is there is a massive Lego table in there, all kinds of Legos in it. And, you know, I would still play with Legos today. But, you know, just looking at it, I was like, wow, that's got to be a dream come true for a lot of kids. The gymnasium is fantastic. It's tons of space, and we have all kinds of programming there, you know, where people can learn to deal with challenges and get along with others and work cooperatively. And I got to tell you something else with my software background that's exciting to me is we've got a tech center. And esports are really an incredible growing area, a lot of scholarship there. And we have great instruction and great programming. And through technology, as well as all of the other programs that we have for teens and others, we're able to teach a lot of skills about how to get along with others, how to deal with challenges, how to pursue something strategically. And the adoption of having those ideas worked into gaming and some of the other things that kids are heavily interested in now, it really creates some stickiness for the club, and the kids will continue to participate with us. And we think we can do a lot of leadership development through those avenues. So able to work with kids from first grade all the way through 12th, and then always building more engaging programming for kids at all of those ages.
One of the components of the local club that I don't think is always the case of a lot of places is the relationship with Roseburg Public Schools to help get kids from school to the club.
You know, Kyle, I agree with you 100%. That was actually a major consideration that I had before taking the position, because you want to look at, is the organization sustainable? Does the organization have competitive advantages that are going to help it be effective over the long term? And the relationship and the support of the school system and their engagement with us in terms of the busing to the facility, flat out, huge factor, very important.
Well, and back years ago when our kids were younger, that was, you think about, some people have flexibility in jobs depending on what you do, but not everybody can leave their job for 20 minutes and go pick up their kid from school and run them across town. It's just not the case for most workers.
Well, yeah, you're introducing the topic here that I think is really essential. A lot of people, think about the club as something that's child focused, and it is, and that's our important mission. But by doing that, we're also freeing up folks so that they can have a place where they don't have to worry about what's going on. I know where my child is. I know the programming is first class. I know it's a safe environment. I know everybody is focused on that. And I, therefore, get to attend and have complete focus at my place of employment with dual working families, single parents. This really solves a huge challenge that most organizations have in terms of being able to staff and have staff that can be there full-time working productively, you know, not knowing what's happening with their kids. So I feel great on behalf of the club that we can be part of solving that challenge that employers have too, to give in their workforce that kind of respite through participation at the club.
And especially for single parents, but really for dual parents as well, the opportunity for kids to be able to not just go play and have fun and do games, but to actually get their homework done, possibly even before they're all done from there. And so when they get home, they can, you know, focus on family things and not be trying to get kids motivated to do homework at 6 or 6:30 when they're ready to do other things.
Yeah, you're right. It really gives an option for the family to have some pure family time where it doesn't have to be a focus on getting things done that could easily be done at another time. And with the help of mentors and the staff at the club, we're really able to give them great help. And a lot of the success of the club comes from helping the kids develop their own self-motivation and prioritization to understand how those tasks can be done in an effective and fun manner.
So what are some of your, after 6 weeks, I know you're still settling in, but you probably get some ideas looking down the road for future things to do.
There's a lot of excitement. I think the key word that we're going to settle on right now would be growth. And we're looking at growth in many different ways. We have some capacity at the club, so we need kids to grow our membership. And I'm confident that we'll do that. Basketball registration is open. We're excited to have some kids participate in our basketball program over the course of the year. We'll have over 1,000 kids participate in athletic events and programs at the club. Also looking at growth geographically, how can we reach out to the entirety of Douglas County? That's a tough nut to crack, but that's one that I'm anxious to dive into with our board of directors participation and guidance there. And we'll expand programs. I think we have to be ever mindful of the growth of technology. AI is going to be impacting everybody's life. I think we fundamentally want to know, want our kids to know, how does AI work? How does this come together? What does it mean to do that? How am I still responsible for what gets presented or shared with somebody that I've used AI to generate? And I think that the club can play a key role in helping educate on the use of technology and how technology can be used very effectively.
So maybe for people listening that came to the Umpqua Valley without kids and haven't had to deal with what to do, talk about your funding sources and how all this works financially.
You know, we raise money and funds to support the operation in a number of ways. And it can be, you can mail in a donation, you can go to our website and click through to donate. You can subscribe on a monthly basis. We also have some really fun programming with Umpqua Untapped and Uncorked, and also with Celebrate Kids events. And then there are also ways to incorporate funding the Boys and Girls Club and our great programming through charitable donations with end-of-year contributions, addition to wills, and a lot of wide range of choices. And I suppose if you had a car that you wanted to get rid of, we'd find a way to convert that into meaningful programming for children too.
And maybe even for grandparents of kids that go there that want to help out financially.
You know, I think that anybody who has an interest in the future in Roseburg and Douglas County could find a lot of meaningful use for donations to the club. You know, we pride ourselves on being very efficient, but most importantly on providing a safe environment that's really given the kids a lot of other options and avenues. We're seeing kids that are thinking about college and other workplace avenues that just weren't on their radar screen prior to their participation at the club.
All right, about 30 seconds, 45 seconds left on Inside Douglas County. So you've been visiting here for a long time. It's different living here. What's your take on the Roseburg area so far?
You know, it's great to be able to get almost any place you wanna go in 10 minutes, and then to have these incredible recreational opportunities, all the trails, the water around here, and then flat out the people are just great. I just have a warm embrace everywhere I go, and it's a great place to be and a great place to invite people to.
And if people want to find out more about the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley, how can they do that?
Well, they could visit us at Boys and Girls Club website, bgcuv.org.
After 6 weeks, you've got to think it through, don't you?
Yes, indeed. But it'll roll off next time. I hope to see you again soon, Kyle.
All right, very good. Troy Johns, the Chief Executive Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley, 1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.